Hello, I'm Bill Pollack. Welcome to the Press Box Podcast on MissouriNet.com. Game one of the World Series tonight between the Cardinals and the Rangers. So I'm not going to take a lot of your time. We'll breeze through this, but a series preview answering some of your top questions that were sent in via Twitter at Missouri Sports. All right, so here we go. Question number one. How will the Cardinals fare against the Rangers lefties? The Cardinals haven't been very good against lefties. That's a good question. We'll start with C.J. Wilson. He throws a variety of pitches, a fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, and he can come with an overhand delivery or a three-fourths kind of an arm angle. And, you know, he talked about not trying to be macho and trying to overpower the Cardinal hitters. And I think if you look at Milwaukee's Randy Wolf, I think he did an excellent job of that in winning his game and in bringing that series back to Milwaukee. And that's the type of pitching that he will have to display. He's going to have to be crafty, mix up his arm angles, change his pitches, try to keep the Cardinals off balance. The other lefty that we're talking about is Derek Holland. He led the American League in shutouts. Now, how this affects the Cardinals is you get Berkman to bat right-handed. It drops John Jay, who's been number two and a big spark plug at the top of that order, drops him down to the bottom of the order. Tony La Russa, though, has the upside in being able to move David Freese up in that lineup because La Russa says that Freese can hit anywhere. All right, the next question, do any of the Cardinal pitchers other than Carpenter make it past the fifth inning? I'm not sure. I think you're going to have the pitchers go deep. This is a very talented offensive team for the Texas Rangers, and eventually your bullpen is going to implode. You got to be careful. I mean, we know the history there with the Cardinals. They're certainly riding a big wave of emotions right now, but this is a very talented offensive team. I think you have to try to get those pitchers to last longer than five innings. I'm not sure if Chris Carpenter can last five innings. There's some questions about his elbow. He even admitted that after throwing over 200 innings this season, he's wearing down a bit.
You know, I got 200 and something innings, 4,000 pitches or whatever, and it's middle of October. Everybody's got sorenesses. Everybody's got aches. I got some treatment on my elbow. My elbow's fine. Tony and Dunk would not throw me out there if it wasn't.
All right, our next question from Twitter at Missouri Sports. Which player on each team will be a series changer? Look for former Mizzou star Ian Kinsler batting leadoff for the Rangers. He has to be a table setter. He needs to be able to get guys on base. He needs to be able to get on base, create some early scoring opportunities. Also, Josh Hamilton. Not only does he hit for power, but he's a smart hitter. Difference between him and say, a Ryan Howard or even a Prince Fielder, he's not a free swinger. So he'll work the count, get pitches that he likes to hit, and he can hit just about anything. So he could be somebody to watch for on Texas. Matt Holliday, you know, I think Cardinal fans are waiting for him to take over a series. He could be a series changer. But, you know, he's playing in the shadow of Albert Pujols and now even David Freese. He needs to step up, or I think he's going to start earning that reputation that Scott Rolen earned for not being able to come up big in the postseason. All right, talking about David Freese, can he continue to play like a man beast? Absolutely. You know, he's somewhat flown under the radar before the playoffs. He's been injured. I don't think a lot of teams have known a lot about him. His teammate Matt Holliday said you can tell, and you could tell very early on, that he had a lot of talent, a lot of potential. So I'm not sure that teams have a good scouting report on him as far as where his weak spots are, but he's hitting everything that's thrown up there. So I think he'll continue to have a good series. The next question comes via Twitter. Will either team put up 15 or more runs in the first two games? Not likely. I know these teams certainly had some big offensive outputs in their division series and championship series, but with game temperatures being forecasted in the 40s, I think fans will be expecting high scoring. I think you'll be surprised that there will be more small ball, especially in St. Louis, and that could work to Tony La Russa's advantage if Ron Washington is looking to beat the Cards with muscle, especially in these first two games. How often will the Rangers test Molina? You know, not often. He's the best catcher, strongest arm in baseball, but they're aggressive and they're very smart on the base path. So I think they're going to test Berkman, Holliday. John Jay has a strong arm. Watch for them to do a lot of going from first to third and scoring from second. Will we see Adam Wainwright pitch during the series? No, he is recovering from Tommy John surgery. In fact, he's been I think he just started throwing off a mound, but he was set back a few days, had some bicep muscle soreness. Muscle soreness is fine, but he had to scale back on his pitching. But he's just doing about 10, I don't even know if he's doing a dozen long toss throws from 120 feet away. So it'll be spring training for him. How will the Rangers adjust with no designated hitter? Their manager, Ron Washington, says they don't have to adjust at all.
Well, I don't have to change any construction of my lineup because my DH should be in the game. I just hope that the opportunity presents itself that my pitchers can drop bunts when I need them to drop them. Other than that, I'm running the same lineup out there I've been running all year that got me to this point.
All right, again, these questions coming from Twitter at Missouri Sports. Who is the MVP of the series? I think if Texas wins, it's Josh Hamilton. This is an odd one here. Jaime Garcia for St. Louis. He pitches well at home. He could pitch twice in Busch Stadium. If they're going to slow the Rangers down, they're going to need solid efforts from somebody other than Chris Carpenter. And if Jaime Garcia, if the Cardinals win the World Series, Jaime Garcia, I think, will have a big hand in that. And I think you'd be surprised that a pitcher could win the MVP. So that's my choice there. How many games wins the series and who wins? That's our final question. Well, I want to see how Washington handles this first game and if he can adjust to the National League. You know, I looked back at the World Series last year when they played the first two games in San Francisco and the Giants blew the Rangers out. So there wasn't much of a technical, tactical game that Washington had to manage. So I want to see how a close game goes, but I like the Cardinals in six. You know, you figure maybe a split here at Busch Stadium, then you go to Texas for three. You know, I think the Cardinals in that ballpark in some warmer weather can certainly hold their own against the Rangers, and we could see some high-scoring games down there. I think they could take two out of three there, and then to come back to Busch Stadium and have to win one out of two, I like the Cardinals in six. Twitter.com/Missouri Sports. You can follow us, in-game updates, and also go to MissouriNet.com. We have our poll question, too. You can answer, how many games will it take for the Cardinals to win this series, or do the Rangers sneak one out? That's our Press Box podcast. Enjoy the World Series. I'm Bill Pollack, MissouriNet.com.